Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Well, good morning, and welcome to Consider This with Joe Clark.
Yes, I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy
Joe's
to have
laughing.
You along. Hey, you know, it's a good day. You know, we got lots of things that we need to discuss and to talk about. Had a lot of Social Security questions.
Yes.
I don't know why they're coming up in the summer. I know there are going to be more and more of these questions. There's no way around it. I'm part of the Ed Slott organization, and what that essentially means, Ed is probably the most well-known person in America in being an expert in IRAs. Believe it or not, even though I have CPA partners, we still turn to Ed's group to answer IRA questions. They turn to me. My CPAs turn to me to get those questions. They're not questions people think about. It's not as simple as the contribution amounts that go in. But anyhow, twice a year, I go for 3 or 4 days to meet with 300 of my friends. They're tax attorneys, CPAs, other people like me that are tax geeks, and we read private letter rulings. I know that just excites you to death, Sherry. Look at new treasury regs, and then we talk about different issues that are out there that people need to be aware of.
Yep.
Like why you don't put your IRA in a regular living trust, why it can be left behind to a specialized trust and how to build those specialized trusts. Mm. You know, so we work with attorneys that are able to do that, but there's some very complex stuff that takes place. Social Security is one of those. It's one of those that is growing because the number of people who are eligible to receive it are growing. And the data shows now that a full 45% of America is taking it the moment they can get it. Mm. The new research showing that we're going to have to dip into the fund this year and that it may be broke by 2034 is scaring enough people that I think people are going out to take it early. Folks, they will figure out how to fix it. The only things that we can answer are things that we know about today.
Yeah.
We can kind of forecast a little bit into the future. But you know, those when things run out are many times or always based on the modeling of what people think the economy is going to grow or do.
Yeah.
And, you know, the economy is really on an uptick right now. Hopefully we can continue to maintain that. And hopefully that fund, continues to thrive and do well. Medicare obviously is another issue that's out there, but the Social Security planning, my friends, is not a silo decision. It's not one that you can make in an individual container. Looking only at Social Security, we've got to look at your taxes, today and tomorrow, your future. Remember, you're on a journey. And we've got to look at your other investment assets that are out there to figure out the best income mix and income strategy for you. So we take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. If you want to take care of it, that's your business. If you want a fiduciary, that's our business. Sherry and I will take a break, and we'll get right into the show.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week, we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
And we are happy to have you along.
Yes.
You know, we, as fiduciaries, we get paid to manage money. And the fiduciary part is really to make the best investment decisions for people. That's where the fiduciary standard comes into an RIA. And that's what we're responsible for. As a certified financial planner, I just can't help myself. So we actually do the financial planning. We don't charge for that. It's part of the fee for the management of money.
Yeah.
And one of those situations that is the most difficult for people to make is Social Security.
Yeah.
According to the Employee Benefit Research Institute, a full 45% of Americans now take Social Security at age 62 the minute they can get it.
Wow. Okay.
Now, one of the things as a fiduciary that we have to do that I don't talk a lot about, we just do it inherently, but I want to recognize my conflicts of interest.
Yes. Right?
When I asked my wife where she wants to go out to eat, mm-hmm. there are a few places that she knows that I don't want her to say that she's going.
Yeah. Right? Because you don't want to take her there.
Right. It's not the money. It's usually the type of cuisine or I've had it already.
Sure.
That is not a conflict of interest. That is a difference of opinion.
Sure.
Right?
Right, right, right.
A conflict of interest for a financial advisor who gets paid to manage money.
Yes.
It comes up in the Social Security discussion almost every single time. Because what happens is I get paid to manage money, and I can either tell you to take money out of your account, or I can tell you to take Social Security. And since 45% of America takes it at age 62, I've got plenty of ammunition to say, Sherry, you too should take it early.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The problem is that is not in most people's best interest, right?
Right.
And so I people think that I'm crazy, but when you do things right, you do things right. And,
yeah, yeah.
And we teach people how to get more money out of their accounts sooner, in the most tax-efficient manner, and when it makes sense for them, we have them delay Social Security more often than not.
Yeah.
And people who really get it will look at me and go, you are sacrificing money that you could be managing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
In order for me to make this decision. And you, most people want to hear me say, take Social Security today, right?
That's what they want you to say.
They want me to say that. From a financial standpoint, it's in my best interest if you take it today. It's just not in your best financial interest.
So do you think a lot of financial managers actually think like that?
I don't believe they intentionally think that way. I know they did on the Roth conversions when you would convert money to Roth. I know it's in the way. But what you want to do when you have a conflict of interest is remove as many of those barriers to decision as you possibly can, the right issue. So mm-hmm. we have a Social Security expert on our firm, mm-hmm. in our firm. Dean Huddleston is the guy. I send him to training every year.
Yep.
And you may say, every year, does it change that much? Well, sometimes.
Yeah.
And the technology changes and more people are getting there. And one of our favorite speakers, I've worked with her several times and even written with her a couple times, is Marybeth Franklin. And she has gone through and said, hey, I have broken down what I believe are Social Security's most confusing rules.
Okay.
And so I thought and I know Sherry hates confusion.
I
thought we would get through to that.
That's true.
You need to eliminate from your head, purge, as she would say, mm-hmm. the words file and suspend.
Ah.
The only people who were at least 66 years old by April 29th in 2016 and who exercised the strategy by the deadline were grandfathered under the old rule. So file and suspend is gone. Suspension, however, is still available. So you can suspend benefits at full retirement age or later. So you can increase your future benefits. So if you took it at 62 and now you've been enlightened,
yes.
you've learned, once you reach your full retirement age, you can go in and suspend. Now, you or your spouse can collect on your suspended benefits with the two exceptions. One, if you were born before 1954, or if you were an ex-spouse. So if your ex-spouse suspends It doesn't necessarily stop your benefit.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But there you are. Only one spouse in a married couple can receive spousal benefits. Millions of Americans are still able to exercise another valuable claiming strategy to maximize their benefits. Again, they had to be born before 1954, mm-hmm. January 1st. Assuming one spouse, and I do have somebody who was born like January 10th of 1954. It's really kind of frustrating.
Okay.
You know, for a couple weeks. Though, but it's, you know, that strategy still works. Divorced spouses can each claim spousal benefits. There's an exception for divorced spouses. Kind of funny, they get their own world. If a couple were married at least 10 years, Sherry, we've talked about this.
Yes.
Before divorcing and have not remarried, mm-hmm. each ex-spouse can file a restricted claim for spousal benefits on the other's earning record at age 66, assuming they were born on or before January 1st, 1954.
Okay.
Younger spouses lose that claiming option also.
Okay.
Divorced spouses are independently entitled to claim benefits on an ex. Hmm. Unlike a currently married couple where one must file for Social Security benefits before the other spouse can collect on their mate's earnings, divorced spouses can collect on an ex's earning record even if the ex is not yet to claim benefits. And that is an important thing to understand. There is a... there was a cop show that Barb used to like, my wife used to watch, and the captain was trying to get this detective to quit, and finally called him into the office and says, why don't you just quit?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why? I've done everything. You know, why are you hanging around?
Are you still
here?
I put
you on the desk job. And he essentially looked at her and said, because my ex gets 70% of my pension the day that I retire. And the guy gets out a bottle of scotch and pours him a drink. You know, it's kind of like we're going to be here for a long time. And then the last one is, do not confuse spouses and survivors. Retirement benefits and survivor benefits are two different pots of money. If someone is entitled to his or her own retirement benefit, it is also a surviving spouse benefit or a surviving ex-spouse. They can collect one type of benefit first and switch to the other later if it would result in a bigger benefit. And that one is regardless of their birth date. So survivor benefits are available as early as age 60, but they're reduced if they're claimed before the full retirement age. So, again, it takes a lot of strategies. When we talk about life happens, the good, the bad, and ugly of life, I would put Social Security planning as part of our first step with your life after work. You know, in terms of when you should take it. So that, Sherry, if we took the snapshot of your life today, so you came into the office, we helped you articulate your financial vision. Mm. You know, I'm Sherry Kontos. Here's who I am.
Yep.
Here's what I want to get done in a couple sentences. Very qualitative. In other words, a picture, not quantitative. It has nothing to do with a number. Right. Here's what I want to get done.
Right.
We're going to take you through five critical elements. We do it with every family that we take care of. Your life after work. And that's really that attitude of what it is you're going to do with your newfound time.
Mm-hmm.
It's how much income you're going to have, where it's going to come from, the mailbox checks that you have, when we're going to start taking money out of our IRAs, whether or not we're going to do Roth conversions. That's all part of that conversation. Now, then you have the annual tax planning, the investment playbook. Fifth is the legacy planning. Fourth is life happens.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when things pop up that are not necessarily predictable, not necessarily even probable for every one of us. But there are some things that are repetitive that
right.
with us taking care of 850 families, we see it happen and have seen it happen. And under that life happens, one of those things is when something changes in your life, a divorce, a death, a marriage, that's when we have to re-examine your Social Security decision, if you will, to see if there's a better option under the new conditions. And those new conditions do arise, folks. And to ignore them and to not pay attention of benefits just because you made a decision one time is not necessarily accurate. We've had many families that took it at 62 because they didn't. That's what they were advised
to
do.
That's what they were advised, yeah.
And we've had them stop it at 65, 66, their full retirement age, wherever it happened to be. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Kontos. Don't forget to go to yourlifeafterwork.com. Sign up for the weekly Market Carver. Sherry and I will take a break. We'll be right back.
All right. right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Contos.
So happy to have you along, Sherry.
Yeah.
Getting ready to giggle at me. Hey, this is the official one-time segment over 529s.
Oh.
I get asked this question a lot by people. I get asked questions and sometimes we get off on tangents.
Sure.
And so I'm going to dedicate this one segment to 529s.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can go from there. And if anybody needs the information, we can email you the segment. And that way you'll have it and be able to go. So here you go. What is a 529 plan? It is a college savings account. It's how it was originally set up.
Yes.
Under the tax change, December 22nd, 2017, you can now use up to $10,000 a year for K through 12 also.
Mm.
So if you're sending your kids to a prep school, private school, Christian school, where there's a fee that has to be able to come out, you can use the 529 for that now as well.
That's a federal rule?
That's a federal rule.
Okay.
But so far, I have not seen that passed in the state of Indiana, but they almost always pass them.
Mm-hmm.
Not seen the update on that, but that is the national rule from a federal level. There are currently 13 million accounts that are set up across the country, $320 billion roughly in assets, meaning the average account is about $24,600. That's a reasonable amount to have. Every now and then I'll see somebody that's got $80,000, $90,000 inside of a 529 plan for their kids. It concerns me because you've seen things like Purdue University where we've been able to keep the tuition flat for the last 5 or 6 years. They're doing a really, really good job up in Lafayette, Indiana on that deal. And you cannot get the money out for any other purpose other than education. You just can't.
Yeah.
Right now, there are 35 states that actually offer tax credits. You've got to be aware of what state you are in. Remember, when I wake up in the morning, my drive, my job is to educate you about your finances so that you do not make inefficient financial decisions that lead to frustration and devastation. 529 plans are one of those ways where I see frustration. It's an inefficient financial decision where somebody lives in Indiana and uses a 529 plan in another state without recognizing that college choice here in Indiana gives you a tax credit.
Mm-hmm.
Where you get
it's a sizable one too.
It's a 20% tax credit up to $5,000. So you can have $1,000 taken off your taxes.
Yep.
35 states have that opportunity. So make sure that if you're in a particular state, you know what those plans are. Mm-hmm. Now, we talk to everybody about the fiduciary focus. As a fiduciary, when I look at life, when I wake up in the morning, there are four areas of interest to me, if you will. The risk and volatility of the marketplace, the fees and expenses of the investment options I have available, the taxes, but it's both today and tomorrow. This is a journey that you're on. And then fourth is real return. How do we calculate inflation? When you look at a 529, there are a good amount of fees that are inside of there. I will tell you, College Choice has got to be the easiest plan to set up that I've ever seen. You do not need a broker, an advisor. You do not need somebody charging you a commission to set up a 529 plan with College Choice in Indiana. I can't say that about other plans. You get what you pay for, as they say, but you can either use an advisor who sets it up for you in about a half an hour and charges 4.5% commission, or you can do it for yourself. It is a very, very easy thing to do to make it cheaper. Now, there's still internal fees that are in there, and you do want to pay attention to those. The other part of the fiduciary focus that comes into play, though, is risk and volatility. When I look at most of these 529s, most of them have target-dated funds.
Really?
And we've talked about how target-dated works, and we have a discussion inside of the Financial Enhancement Group about these. I would rather you never use a target-dated fund if you had a choice to opt out of it.
Yeah.
The point is, though, that many times, because we don't do them internally, we have you do them online, we never see the statements to be able to help you realign your investment interest with the current investment environment. So if I'm never going to give you a chance, if you're never going to come back in with that statement for us to be able to help reallocate the funds as things in the world change, then a target-dated fund may make sense. But you want to make sure that you understand how the glide path works. A glide path is when you're a target-dated fund, let's say you're a 2025, okay? That means we're in 2018 today. That means in 7 years, you're anticipating using part of that money. And the theory is the sooner you're going to use your money, the less equity you should have, the more fixed income that you should have. Now, Joe is not necessarily a proponent of what he just said. Just keep that in mind. I'm just telling you, the theory when we look at 100 years of market data, I prefer to look at where we are in the picture today. But when you look at market data, there is more volatility in the equity market than there is in the fixed income market, typically. That has not been true necessarily in all years. And in some years, that volatility can be a little bit more predictable than in others. So the glide path is how quickly they reduce equity and go to fixed income. And sometimes those glide paths in different plans can be quite staggering. You can go from 80% equity down to 60% perhaps in a year. And that can lead to some really lousy market timing.
Yeah.
Remember, we talk about in the preservation stage of money, where you may still be saving money, but you've got a bunch of money already built up. That's where that average rate of return matters. But the only way to get the average is to be there beginning, middle, and end.
Yeah.
Well, by definition, if I'm at 80% equity in the beginning, right, and the market goes down, and I end up being at 50% equity because I'm on a glide path in a target-dated fund, I could really create some challenges for myself. So be careful of those. There are two words that don't apply to most of us, inbound and outbound rollovers. An inbound rollover is if you moved to Indiana and you had a plan in another state, you can inbound it. You can move that plan from another state into the College Choice here in Indiana. You no longer get a tax credit for that in Indiana. You did originally when it first started. You don't get a tax credit, but you can combine the funds. Now, outbound rollovers are where you take money from the state of Indiana and you move it to the new state that you're heading to. And keep in mind, and College Choice is one of these, keep in mind, if you do an outbound rollover, they can come back and ask for the tax credit to come back. So you really want to make good, solid decisions and planning thoughts as you look at a 529 plan, whether it's right for you or whether it's not. I tend to be one of those people that believes in America, we get things done.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to name the two top concerning issues for the United States of America today, it would be on the bookends, right?
Yeah.
It would be the Medicare and Social Security issue cost of people who are moving through retirement. right? How do we deal with all those healthcare costs? And the second one would be, how do we deal with the cost of higher education when these kids are coming out with $40,000, $80,000, $100,000 of student debt,
gosh, yeah.
and they're only going to make $30,000 or $40,000
yeah,
a year?
Yeah.
How do you deal with those two?
Yep.
And I believe you're going to find more and more solutions to the academic cost that are there. I think employers are going to force it. I don't want to hire people that have $100,000 worth of debt
no.
that are trying to figure out how to take care of it. You know, that
while
are more
they're
while they're trying to do a job and to take care of our families here.
Right.
I think employers are going to demand it. I think the families are going to begin to demand it. They're just going to throw up their hands and say, "Hey, we just can't do this."
Right.
And,
yeah.
And I agree with them. So I would be careful about how much money you put in the 529, but it is certainly a wonderful and worthwhile tool to use. Make sure you don't make an inefficient financial decision by using the wrong plan. Mm. Make sure you understand the rules within. You're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark along with Sherry Kontos. You got a question or comment, shoot me an email. ConsiderThis@yourlifeafterwork.com. Don't forget to go to the website, yourlifeafterwork.com, and get signed up for the Market Carver. Sherry and I'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This and managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. For the last 20 years, the Financial Enhancement Group has developed a process that's straightforward and simple. I'll share that with you, what we use to protect more than 700 families, more than $300 million in retirement assets. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. I started in this industry before the crash in 1987, and I've been an active participant helping families like yours strive to build a secure retirement. Here's what I've learned as a certified financial planner, a former professor at Purdue University, and as a trusted advisor for the last three decades. Nothing will separate you from your retirement like the Internal Revenue Service. You can reach us at 800-928-4001 at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC. Again, that number is 800-928-4001, and you can reach us at yourlifeafterwork.com.
Come into Lowe's for savings on the kind of Father's Day gifts that make Dad feel special. Power tools. Choose a Porter Cable 20-volt max lithium-ion combo kit, complete with drill, impact driver, two batteries, and charger. Or get the long runtime of a DeWalt 20-volt cordless drill with brushless motor. Either way, they're only $99. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 6/20 while supplies last. See store for details.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kantos.
We are happy to have you along. You know, people tell me that the market is at an all-time high.
Yeah.
And it's clearly got to come down. I hear these things, right?
Yes, sure.
And when I get into the truck and the plumber says, Joe, the market can't continue to do this, that's when I smile because I know it most certainly can. Because the market is not here to be your friend.
Yeah.
It's not here to make you happy. It's not here to do anything else. I do get concerned when I get in the car and somebody starts using verbiage that makes Sherry's eyes glaze over, as she just said.
So
the title of this part of the radio this radio show is Small Cap Mania.
Mm.
And where it's coming from is at the time of this airing, the Dow is up about 2.5-3% for the year.
Mm-hmm.
The S&P is up about 3.9, and the small cap indices is up almost 9%, depending on where you are, other places. So I wanted to run through helping people understand a little bit of why, but also some of the issues that are out there and the things that they really need to consider.
Okay.
So market capitalization, whenever you hear that word, it is one share of a company stock, the current price, times the number of outstanding shares.
Right.
When I taught at Purdue, I would ask the kids, which is bigger, Apple or Google? You know, Google's share price was like $8.60 at the time. Apple's was like $100 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they would look at me and, well, clearly Google. And I go, well, we all know Apple's the largest company in the world. And they go, yeah, but how? And Apple has many more shares of stock outstanding, right?
Yeah.
So market capitalization has nothing to do with the price of one share. It has to do with the price times the number that are outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
So typically when you talk about a small cap fund, or a small cap company, it has 300 million of market capitalization up to about 2 billion. Okay? 3 billion of market cap up to
about... That's the size of the individual company.
That's the size of the individual company.
Okay.
So when we talk about mutual funds, I realize it's kind of a step aside here for a second.
Right, yeah.
So when we talk about mutual funds, remember that they have two rules that they have to follow. There's more than two, but there's two rules they have to follow. They're not supposed to own more than 5% of a company's outstanding stock.
Okay.
Right? So they have at least 20 positions.
Okay.
Right? And secondly, they're not supposed to have more than 10% of the outstanding stock they're not supposed to have more than 10% of the outstanding stock of that company, and they're not supposed to have more than 5% of their assets in any one company.
So
when you look at that, you've got the ability for a mid-cap fund to be able to own 15 million to 100 million of a company's stock of their value.
Okay.
Right? So at the Financial Enhancement Group, we have about 360, 370 million of assets that we manage.
Okay.
Right? So you divide that by the 10% rule and the 5% rule. We're not a mutual fund, but if we were, you know, we could easily buy into a company that was a $300 million company and be okay under the rules.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm a $30 billion or a $10 billion small cap mutual fund.
Yeah.
Right. All of a sudden, if I'm making a $15 million investment and I've got $10 billion in my fund, it doesn't have enough impact to be able to help you, right?
Okay.
And so what you see is either money managers try to stretch to call themselves small caps, but it's really hard to it's really hard not to accept success, right?
I'm in a 401k.
I get on a 401k platform. I call myself small cap, and Sherry starts sending me money, and I'm doing real well. But eventually, the size of my fund becomes so large that the ability to invest in the smaller companies becomes it becomes broken down. I have no ability to.
You're limited, is what you're saying.
Because I can't have enough impact by buying one company to make a real difference. It doesn't matter about my track record. It doesn't matter how good my research is. If I'm a $10 billion fund, I can't buy $15 million worth of stock and it be meaningful for the investors inside of the fund.
I see.
Right? And you really need to understand that. So it's a challenging thing. And it's why 68% of the mutual funds today are actually large cap. You have about 20% of the companies that are by definition would be large cap companies.
Yeah.
But 68% of all of the mutual funds
are in them.
Are large cap. Because once your name is established and you know, it's hard to say no to people putting in more money.
Right, 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 right. Yeah, yeah.
So when you look at this, this is one of those times when if you're in a 401k and you want to be in small caps, it's one of those times where the index really makes more sense than what people might believe it that you should do. There are managers with great track records, my friends, but unless you know the amount of assets that they had under management when they received those records, it's not going to do you any good. Fidelity used to come out and brag about Peter Lynch. Peter Lynch was an amazing manager during the 80s and the 90s. And they would talk about how he earned more than 20% for 25 years in a row is his average return. And it made Lynch mad. So he wrote a book, Lynch on Lynch.
Really?
And essentially said over half his investors lost money.
Hmm.
And people go, how can you have an average return of 20% a year
and
lose money? And the answer is the only way you get an average, Sherry, is to be there beginning, middle
and
end. Right?
Right.
And so what happens when a fund goes up and has great performance is then people get in. Well, if I'm up 100% in 1 year and flat the next four, my average return is still 20% a year. Right?
Right.
5 years, 100 divided by five.
But those people that got in then are going to have
the high. Then when the market goes down, they get out.
Right.
So Peter did have that average, but it was also very, very misconstrued in his opinion.
Wow.
And that's what you really have to understand with some of these funds. When you look at performance, you've got to know how big they were because people chase performance and they're chasing it right now. Now, there are reasons why small cap is doing better, in our opinion, than what they have been doing in the past. The first one is that the tax policy that came out of the tax changes were very, very favorable for U.S. corporations relative to where they were. It's
right.
A huge,
yeah, yeah.
Huge tax break.
Hmm.
And it was money that just clearly fell to the bottom line. That's why you saw businesses give bonuses to employees.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
why you see some of the buybacks increasing again. There's lots of good stuff that came from it. But it's that small companies tend to be more domestic-based than companies that are larger that tend to have more international counterparties, you know, that they have to deal with on the import, export, and everything else. So the small caps are kind of removed to a degree, many of them, from the tariff discussions and things of that nature. The other one is that Europe seems to be slowing down. When we were ending last year, ending 2017, all of the global economies up until October of last year were really on a roll. The entire world was working well together.
Mm-hmm.
And that began to break down and slow down. And people have heard of some of the challenges in Italy,
yep.
you know, and some of the other places. Germany's slowing down. You still have an unemployment rate over there. You know, we're at 3.8%. And some people believe that's going to go even lower. You're looking at Germany, especially, or Europe, especially with teens. People under 25, 20 to 40% unemployment still.
Jeez.
So it's a phenomenal difference in the two economies that are out there. And that's another reason why you're seeing in our opinion, the small cap outperformance. The big one, and you'll hear smart people who like to use big words, the regression to the mean. You'll hear people talk about it. If something is on average and it's well above average, it's got to come back down to hit that average bar.
Yeah.
If it's below, it's got to come back
up.
So when you look at the history of small caps versus large caps over 80 years, 90 years, small caps tend to outperform large caps by about 2% a year. They tend also to be more volatile. And the recent performance, this year excluded, the recent performance is large cap has outperformed small. So this could be just a period of time of it catching back up, if you will, getting back to where it belongs on the timeline. But there you go. That's my version of small caps and what's going on. Mm-hmm. So when your taxi cab driver says something to you,
you'll know
what to say. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark along with Sherry Kontos. Don't forget to go to the website, yourlifeafterwork.com for more. Also get signed up for the Market Carver. We'll take a break and be right back.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
There's no question you need omega-3. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. and we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
I think we may have just renamed your segment, Sherry, because we've been calling it the Sherry segment, yeah, and yeah. She just said, real questions from real people. I like that. And we do get emailed questions. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. We get emailed questions that we ask on the show and work on the show all the time. So
yes.
Fire away, Sherry.
So this one actually was just put to me personally from a friend of mine. And we touched earlier on Social Security, and I think the title of that segment was Most Common Misconceptions.
Yeah,
or
most confusing.
Confusing. So this friend of mine is a survivor.
Okay.
And by that I mean his wife passed away last summer.
Okay.
She was older than him.
Okay.
She was already receiving Social Security. She was 65, maybe 66 when she passed. He will be 64 in September.
Okay.
Still working.
Okay.
Plans to work till full retirement age, which is 66 and a half or something like that, and not take any Social Security benefits until that time, if then.
Okay.
So his situation, his question to me was, boy, they just stopped sending those Social Security checks that she used to get within a month or two.
Yep. And they asked for them back if they ever paid it.
Right. So I said, I think you get survivor benefits.
Could if he's been married for longer than 10 years.
Yeah, yeah.
He's over 60, right? Yeah. We already addressed that.
Right.
He could, but he can also delay them so that that benefit doesn't go down. It's going to depend on the difference between his benefit and what the survivor's benefit would be and how the taxation would work. So in this case, I can provide an answer, but I don't want to. And the reason for that is everybody's situation is unique.
Yeah.
And there's a reason why I pay for a computer program and pay to send somebody to school every year to know how to read that computer program that says, okay, based on these inputs of a bunch of things, you know, where your friend's trying to make a silo decision. He's trying to look at just Social Security and make a decision on that.
Right.
And it really is his 401k, his income, where he's at in his tax bracket, what the survivor benefits would do to his Social Security, to his tax return, what those benefits would, how they would change his benefits when he filed at full retirement age. There is a litany of things that we go through to make sure that we're able to give him or you listening to the show the right answer.
So my question is, because he needs the income. He was used to living on that additional money.
Oh yeah, it's hard to lose a check.
Right. So if he were to go to Social Security, if he were to file whatever he needs to file to get survivor benefits now, how does that penalize him for when he retires?
Well, part of it's his age. If he's 64, he was born before 1954.
Right.
Right. So 1954 is a big date versus an after date. And again, that's why I would refer to my expert as to be able to tell him that. Right. There's so many moving parts in that very, very simple question.
Really?
And no, you can't go to the Social Security Administration and ask. You can ask the specific question that you ask. If I take the survivor benefit today, what does it do to my retirement in the future?
Right.
Most of the people that in our offices will be able to answer that for them at the Social Security Administration.
Mm.
What I want people on the show to understand and to hear is it's a lot more than that question.
Sure.
Right now, it is tough to have a $1,500, $1,800, $2,000 a month income just get cut.
Right.
You know, not only did you lose your spouse,
you lose that
you know,
money,
but
too.
All of a sudden you lost the income part. But it is a complex question,
and
the Social Security Administration is not allowed to talk to you about strategy.
They can give
you numbers, but they can't talk to you about strategy.
Okay.
You have to have somebody who knows the right questions to ask.
In your specific instance, too, they aren't going to know all of his stuff.
No, they
right.
And even if they could answer this question with a strategy, they would probably be working for the Financial Enhancement Group, not for the Social Security Administration.
Yeah.
Right.
So let me ask you a yes/no question about this. If a person is starting to collect survivor benefits, let's just say they make that decision, and then they get remarried, what happens then?
If they're over 60, it's okay. You don't get into trouble for taking survivor benefits if you've been married longer than 10 years, and you're 60 years old or older. But it does affect their retirement and into the future. You can only collect one set of benefits, and you want to figure out what those benefits are. Now, you can, in some situations, people can change from one benefit to another.
Right, they can change from survivor to their own.
Yes, but things change, and part of that, again, is based on how old you are.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not something that Barb and I can do, right?
We're
51 and 50, things change, but I can't tell you the billboards that I used to see driving down the interstate that said Social Security is just a click away.
Right?
You know, go online, click here, get a check.
Yeah.
Or union benefits where you got paid an extra supplement if you retired before 62, and then at 62 the supplement went away because they encouraged you
to sign up
for Social Security.
In the
mindset, 45% of America right now signs up for Social Security the first day that they can get it.
And
please do not be part of herd mentality.
Mm-hmm.
There's just no reason for that. But most importantly, understand that there are very few financial decisions that you will make that you can make in the form of a silo.
Right.
Right. And if you're not from Indiana, if you don't understand what a silo is, you don't mix the corn and the beans.
Mm.
Right. And so what happens is people get in a silo. They get in a single container and they say, here's how I'm going to take care of my 401k, or here's how I'm going to take care of my wife's IRA, or here's how I'm going to take care of this annuity, or here's how I'm going to take care of the money that we inherited from Uncle Bill. And you just can't do that.
Right.
You've got to be able to look at that whole farm operation, if you will, your whole economy. And there's a bunch of different moving parts into that. And never forget, it all comes down to the 1040 at the end of the day.
Mm.
You've got to know, understand that tax return and how it's working to be able to make a lot of those decisions, including this one for your friend.
Yeah. Well, his follow-up question was this. If he worked just not about survivor benefits, but he asked me, and we've talked about this a number of times, the amount of money someone who has retired is collecting Social Security, but then decides to get a gig job or decides to go to work for Walmart. I mean, his statement to me was, I see retirees all the time greeting at Walmart, greeting mm-hmm. different places. Have they screwed up their Social Security and retirement by doing that? And the answer is no, maybe.
Right. There's a certain amount of money that you can make. I'm not sure what it is for this year. There's a certain amount of money that you can make before you don't get into trouble. Once you get to full retirement age, it's no longer a problem. But you can, you know, based on where you are, you can, once before full retirement age, they end up taking money back by reducing your benefit
right.
based on the income that you made. Mm. Now they refactor it later. You don't get full credit for it, but they factor it later when you no longer have any earned income, and at 70 you start taking money, you know, again.
Right.
And what happens, it's why we call it your life after work. What happens so often is people didn't intend to go get another job. They didn't intend to come
right.
up with a gig.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It just happened, you know, and away you go, and, you know, life changes very, very, very quickly. Hmm. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Kontos. Real questions from real people. I like that. Folks, you've been listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Kontos. Hope you have an outstanding week. Like I said, if you've got any questions or comments, 800-928-4001. And don't forget to sign up for the Market Carver at yourlifeafterwork.com. Have a great week. We'll see you again soon.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.